This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, episode number 17, for Thursday, October 15th, 2015. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and there's a lot to talk about in week number 9 of the 2015 high school football regular season in Southwest Georgia and in Southern Georgia. So, why waste a whole lot of time? Let's get right to it. And so a lot of games with playoff implications, including Valdosta and Colquitt County down in Moultrie. And more on that game a little bit later in the program, the podcast. And let's take a look at some of the key games from around the area. Probably start with the Thursday night games. And start with the Thursday night games, and at Hugh Mills Stadium here in Albany, you got the Monroe Tornadoes looking to bounce back, and after losing almost 2 weeks ago on Friday, October 2nd at Thomas County Central, 20-7, the final score in Thomas County Central's favor, and the Tornadoes will face Albany High tonight, which would be Thursday, October 15th, as this podcast is being recorded. And so Monroe comes in at 3-3 overall and 0-1 in GHSA Region 1-4A, and that's in Sub-Region A. And Albany High winless at 0-7 overall and 0-2 in Sub-Region A. So, obviously, this is a game that's for much more than bragging rights within the city of Albany. And, you just think South Albany, the southern part of the city, Monroe, and North Albany, Albany High, basically. And in any case, that's going to be a critical contest in more ways than one. And so, Monroe obviously has a shot at making the postseason. So, and obviously must-win game for the Tornadoes if they have any shot at staying in playoff contention, and while avoiding a 0-2 start sub-region play. And especially important to get a victory, because they still have to face Cairo, whose cert makers are 1-0 after rallying to beat Crisp County last week, 29-18, the final score from Cairo last week. And Crisp County, you see, Cairo's 1-0 in the sub-region A, and 2-3 overall. Crisp County 1-1 in sub-region A, and 2-5 overall. And speaking of the cert makers, and they'll be crossing the county line from Grady into Thomas to face TCC. Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets are also undefeated in sub-region play at 2-0, 4-2 overall. And it seems like the Yellow Jackets are, after an up-and-down start, seem to be hitting their stride a little. And then after Cairo, they'll wrap up sub-region play against Crisp County next week, and then play one more crossover game against Worth County before they wrap things up. And seeing some other game more on Sub-Region B a little bit later. But let's go to some other key games. Mitchell County Eagles from Camilla, Georgia, hang there down to Colquitt, Georgia, to face the Miller County Pirates in a key game in GHSA Region 1 Single A. And you got a Miller County team that's doing battle with Randolph Clay for that number 16 playoff seed in the 16th and final playoff berth in the GHSA Class Single A State Playoffs in the public school group. And keep in mind, unlike the other classifications within the GHSA, in the top 16 teams made the playoffs based on their power ratings. So in Mitchell County, actually snapped a four-game losing streak by blasting Bacon and Charter last week. And this week they face a Miller County team that's come on strong, winners of three in a row after an 0-3 start. And two of the Pirates' three wins were region games. And it's obvious to say that the winner of that game will have the inside track on the Region 1 single A title, but also sneaking into the playoffs. In Miller County, it was number 16 in the subregion in the power ratings in single A, and Randolph Clay on the outside looking in at number 17, despite a 4-3 overall record, despite being barely above 500. And moving on to, Class Double A, you got the Pelham Hornets heading out to Blakely to face the Early County Bobcats, and Pelham made history and held off the Thomasville Bulldogs 20-13. In the history-making moment, there is the Hornets win their first ever game over the Bulldogs. The 21 meetings dating back some 93 years, all the way back to when Pelham first started playing football in 1922, and I believe Thomasville started playing football much earlier. In all those years, Pelham had never beaten Thomasville in football until last week, Friday, October 2nd. And as big as a win that is, and the Hornets had to put that game behind them and face a very good Early County team. A good Early County team. And that's won back-to-back region games. And Pelham comes in at 4-2 overall. 1-1 GHSA Region 1AA. Early County comes in with a record of 4 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie. And that 1 tie came against Early County. And 2-1, and the Bobcats sit at 2-1 in GHSA Region 1AA. And so if Pelham has any chance of staying in playoff contention, so they have to beat Early County out there in Blakely, Georgia. And one of the top games in the state this week, the Brooks County Trojans. And after a slow start, we'll head up to Fitzgerald to take on the Purple Hurricanes. And Brooks County comes in at 5-2 overall, 3-0 in Region 1AA. And Fitzgerald is 6-0 and 2-0 in the region, ranked number 2 in the Georgia High School Football Daily Poll. And Fitzgerald won last year's meeting in convincing fashion, 57-29. And Fitzgerald and Brooks County have won GHSA Region 1AA out of the past 10 years, capturing 4 region titles apiece. Fitzgerald won in 2006, 2009, 2011, 2014. Brooks won in 2005, 8, 12, and 13. And Fitzgerald is 6-3 against Brooks County during that time. And the winner, and Brooks is 3-0 in Region 1AA. Fitzgerald 2-0 in the region. Obviously, the winner of that game will assume control in the 1AA, Region 1AA standings, and get that all-important number 1 seed and home field advantage in the state playoffs. So no doubt about that game there. And we gotta keep on moving here. And in GHSA Region 1AAA, subregion A, in most consistent, mostly small town schools in Southeast Georgia, got the Cook Hornets in 5-2 overall and 3-1 in the sub-region, in 1AA, sub-region A, and up to Baxley, Georgia to take on the Appling County Pirates. And that's going to be a huge game on that neck of the woods in Baxley. And since starting 1-2, the Hornets have reeled off 4 straight wins. And the most recent was on Friday, October 9th, a 43-40 trouncing of Toombs County at home. And they'll face an Appling County team. And sits at just 3-3 overall. And 3-1 in sub-region A games within GHSA Region 1AA. And the Pirates struggled to a 7-3 victory. I made that a 7-3 loss at Dodge County. Kind of a defensive struggle. And kind of a defensive struggle there. And the Pirates can only muster a field goal. And Dodge County can only muster a touchdown. An extra point, however, Dodge made that lead stand up. And Dodge wins at 7-3. And Cook and Appling County, that's going to be a tremendous game for sure. And you're going into this week in Dodge County, sits at 4-0 in the sub-region, 7-0 overall. Pierce County, deep in the southeast Georgia, just east, northeast of Waycross, 3-0 in sub-region, 5-1 overall. Cook 3-1, 5-2, and as is Appling County, 3-1, 3-3. And rounding out the sub-region, at Brantley County winless, 0-3, 3-3. Tetler County 0-4, 3-4. And Toombs County also winless in the sub-region, and 0-3 and 1-5 overall. And how about in GHSA region 1AA, sub-region B, in a big game in Sylvester, and the Westover Patriots coming off their first win just last week on Thursday, October 8th. And the Patriots will look to keep the momentum going against the Worth County Rams on Friday night, October 16th, the 16th of October. And it's a huge, big game for both teams. And Worth County, after losing at Bainbridge 30-14 last week, obviously needs to win to keep themselves right in the postseason hunt. And as for the Westover Patriots, and they were winless before they rolled past America Sumter last week, 26-7. And they can also stay in the playoff picture with a win. And the two teams split the last two meetings. So that's obviously that's going to be a big game, and the other key game in GHSA sub-region B pits the Bainbridge Bearcats and the Darty Trojans, and that game is going to be at Hugh Mills Stadium in Albany. That's the Friday night contest at Hugh Mills Stadium for October 16th, and Bainbridge obviously is in the driver's seat. In sub-region B of region 1-4A, GHSA region 1-4A, 2-0 in sub-region, and undefeated at 7-0 overall. And Bainbridge basically can lock up the sub-region B championship and a berth in the region 1-4A title game the last week of the regular season on November 7th. And if I think it's November 6th. This is the last week of the regular season, and should they beat Darty on this week? So that's gonna be a tremendous game. The Bainbridge Bearcats and the Darty Trojans at Hugh Mills Stadium in Albany. And Darty, by the way, is 0-1 sub-region B, 3-2 overall. So obviously Darty needs a win to keep themselves in the playoff hunt. And how about in let's see, How about some looking through some of the other games? You can take a look at some of the other games in the, how about in the GISA in the Deerfield Windsor Knights? Right now, they basically control their own destiny in GISA Region 3 AAA, and the Knights have won all four of their region games so far, and they basically control their own destiny, and they're off this week, but they do go to Terrell Academy next week before playing host to Valwood in a game that will likely decide who finishes first and gets a home field advantage for most in all the state playoffs. So those games will be on November 23rd. The games at Terrell Academy and home against Valwood will be on November 23rd and 30th. Make that October 23rd and 30th, respectively, for the Deerfield Windsor Knights of Albany. So, and Westwood also has a chance at making the playoffs. And Westwood Wildcats out of Camilla, Georgia. And Westwood, if the regular season ended right now, which of course it does not, Westwood would be the number 4 seed out of GHSA Region 3 AAA. So, I mean, still a lot of football left to be played. So, having said that, have a look at the GISA games that are on tap for this week. Got the Terrell Academy Eagles traveling to Valdosta to face Valwood. And Terrell Academy sits at 5-3 overall and 1-2 in GHSA Region 3 AAA. And Valwood 6-1 and undefeated in GISA Region 3 AAA at 3-0. And Valwood's won 4 in a row. Obviously, this game at Valwood has must win written all over it for the Eagles from Dawson. And the Eagles lose this game this week, they can basically kiss their playoff hopes goodbye. Another big game in GISA. Key game in GISA Region 3 AAA as the Southland Raiders from Americus, Georgia, heading all the way down to Camilla to face the Westwood Wildcats. And the Wildcats are 4-4 overall and 2-2 in GISA Region 3 AAA. And Southland just 1-6 on the season and winless in GISA Region 3 AAA action at 0-3. And obviously one of those trap games if you're Westwood, obviously one of those games you can't look too far ahead before them, and now we can finally wrap it up in GHSA Region 1-4A. So obviously we start with Camden County Wildcats from the coastal Georgia, right above the Florida border, and heading up to Tifton to face the Tifton County Blue Devils, who've lost back-to-back games both in region play since starting off 5-0, and the Blue Devils basically dominated all their opponents in non-region play, but under first-year head coach Ashley Anders, the Blue Devils have found the going tough in GHSA Region 1-6A, and they get trounced a couple of weeks ago on October 2nd at Lee County, and then last week, and they blew a lead against Valdosta, lost 26-23. And Tiff County comes in 0-2 in the region, 5-2 overall. Camden County undefeated at 2-0 and 7-0, and that's 2-0 in the region, 7-0 overall. And you see in the next game, the Lee County Trojans, 6-1 overall, 1-1, 1-6A, heading down to Valdosta to face the Lowndes Vikings, 4-3 overall, 0-2 in the region. And obviously a most winning game for both teams. Obviously, the Trojans from Leesburg are looking to bounce back after getting crushed by Colquitt County last week, the defending 6A state champs. And Lowndes has lost both games, both region games has played against this year, and lost both to Colquitt and Camden. And Lee County beat Lowndes in Leesburg last year. So, you know, obviously, the Trojans, obviously, obviously need to win if they wanna have any thoughts of getting back to the postseason, or at least want to entertain any thoughts of getting back to the playoffs this year. And so, and I think if Lee County can beat Lowndes and can run the table the rest of the way, they'll probably be able to finish second in GHSA Region 1-6A. I mean, even there, I mean, Trojans still have to face, after Lowndes, they still have to face Camden County, and then got to go down to Valdosta, whom the Wildcats beat in the closing seconds in Leesburg last year. It's 22-21. And I know the Trojans had a chance to put Valdosta away last year, leading 21-15, but multiple defensive penalties allowed the Valdosta drive to continue, and en route to the eventual comfort behind win. But like the saying goes, first things first if you're Lee County. So you have to take care of business, get the job, go to Lowndes, get the job done there, get a victory, and then you worry about the rest of those games. And finally, wrapping it up with the Colquitt County Packers, hosting the Valdosta Wildcats in Valdosta at Colquitt County, and the defending GHSA 6A state champs playing host in front of a national online audience at the NFHS network on statewide television on GPB. And you see, and as mentioned earlier, in Valdosta came from behind to beat Tiff County last week, and Wildcats trailed the Blue Devils 23-7 during the third quarter, but scored 19 unanswered points the rest of the way. And Valdosta, and thanks to that come from behind win, could have that might have saved their season. Could have you're talking about a Valdosta team, very easily could be 0-2. Basically tied with Lowndes for their arch rival Lowndes for last place in Region 1-6A. Instead though, and the Wildcats are 1-1 in the region, 5-2 overall, and Colquitt County 2-0 in region, 7-0 overall, number 1 in the state. I think they're also ranked as high as number 3 in some of the national polls. In last year's meeting, Colquitt County won easily 48-20. So lots of, and you've seen another thing, according to Georgia High School Football Daily, and Colquitt County and Valdosta both have the longest streaks in making the playoffs in Region 1 in the largest classification in the state. That is, each, both of those teams last missed the playoffs in 2008, and it's been quite a while since either teams missed out on postseason play. involves the quarterback Seth Schumann, leads Region 1 in passing, 168 in passing yards, over 1,800 passing so far, 1,850, completing 124, 201 attempts, 18 touchdowns, no interceptions, and Tim Griffin is the leading rusher, 368 yards, unlike last season when Saheem King rushed over 300 yards in the victory in last year's win over Valosta. Colquitt does not have a offensive line. A future running back, Nate Powell's leading rusher, 369 yards. And you see, like, the passing game is more than made up for that. And Chase Parrish has 97 of 135 passing, 1,437 yards, and 18 touchdowns with 2 interceptions. And wide receiver Keel Pollard, not Kyle, K-I-E-L. Why it's pronounced Keel instead of Kyle, I don't know. Anyway, he reads Region 16A with 37 catches for 555 yards and 9 touchdowns. And on that note, that's going to wrap up this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And the High School Football Roundup Podcast can be found online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. And as always, thank you very much for listening.